Manu Patrar alerts dated the 31st of January 2018. Supreme Court has sought a comprehensive plan from real estate group Amrapali on how it plans to deliver 41,000 flats to its buyers in various projects. Supreme Court has asked Madras High Court to decide petitions pertaining to issuance of two lookout circulars, LOC, against Karthi Chidambaram, son of former Union Minister P. Chidambaram, and others in a corruption case. Delhi High Court has expressed anguish over the pathetic state of affairs at Mahatma Gandhi's memorial at Rajghat in the capital. Government has notified the hike in salaries of Supreme Court and High Court judges. It increases the salary of CJI from the current 1 lakh rupees to 2.80 lakhs rupees per month. It further increases the salary of Supreme Court judges and High Court chief justices from the current 90,000 rupees to 2.50 lakh rupees per month. Supreme Court has said that apprehensions of profiling of citizens on the basis of Aadhaar data is a serious issue that needs examination, but the court also cannot neglect benefits to the common man by way of middlemen being eliminated and welfare schemes reaching the beneficiaries. Supreme Court, while slammed the centre and states for not taking necessary steps for the welfare of widows, has observed that nobody is interested about the welfare of widows. Supreme Court has observed that in financial matters, grant of ex parte interim orders can have a deleterious effect, and it is not sufficient to say that the aggrieved has the remedy to move for vacating the interim order. Supreme Court has asked the centre to furnish details of applicants aged between 65 and 70 years, who have applied for 4 times earlier but have not been able to go for the Hajj pilgrimage. Supreme Court has directed Odisha to take coercive action against minors who fail to comply with the court's orders to reimburse the state for violating environmental laws while extracting iron ore between 2000 to 2010. Orissa High Court has declared the election of Congress MLA from Sundargarh, ST, Assembly constituency Jagesh Chandra Singh is null and void after finding discrepancies in his affidavits submitted during the time of filing his nomination papers. Jammu and Kashmir High Court has directed the state government to immediately relocate houseboats to the interior of Dal Lake, Dol Dam. Kerala High Court has held that if refund of advance taxes made but reassessment leads to determination of escapement of income, such a situation justifies the levy of interest under Section 234 of the Income Tax Act 1961. Madras High Court has held that inability to pay pre-deposit of 7.5% before the Commissioner, Appeals, cannot be a fit ground for invoking writ jurisdiction under Article 226 of the Constitution of India. Delhi Bench of CESTAT has held that the concept of unjust enrichment is applicable for export of service under the Finance Act, 1994. Ministry of Corporate Affairs has announced that the form IN-1 for which no incorporation forms were filed before the 17th of January has been expired. The government further advised the stakeholders to use either RUN or SPICE form for the said purpose.